Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, September 26, 2018. I am Richie Farrell, and here are the headlines. NCCU announced the lineup for the 2018 Kana Slipso show at a launching ceremony on Tuesday night. A state of emergency in the Jamaican parish of St. Catherine has been extended for another 3 months, and well-known black comedian Bill Cosby sentenced to 10 years in a state prison for sexual assault. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details of these and other stories coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news. The official launch of the 2018 Kana Slipso competition kicked off on Tuesday evening at the NCCU Rose Branch. The 11 finalists, as well as the bands, were announced. The final competitors selected their performance place by random number selection. The order of performance of the finalists was announced by Mr. Charles John Baptist.
The lineup again for the band segment: number one, Lucas Band; number two, Signal Band; number three, Serenade; and number four, Fantastic Fanatic Band. And those of you, if you missed it in Radioland, for the finalists, I will give it to you again. So, Desmond Lawrence at number one, at number two, Chris Sylvester, at number three, Shirley Charles; number four, we have Maricia Stedman; number five, Ramadan Philip; number six, Shamika Sorendo; seven, Sai John Jules; eight, Kasim Birmingham; at number nine, Charles Litham; number 10, Jude Deloney; and number 11, Anton Joseph. We now have just some brief remarks. Going back to some brief remarks, because of course we have to say thanks again to our many sponsors: NCCU, Fine Food Inc., AC Shillingford and Company, Dominica Brewery and Beverages Limited, New India Assurance, Dominica Broadcasting Corporation, who has been a partner with us from inception, I must say, Kyrie FM, Q95, Vibes Radio, Perky's Pizza, The Sign Man, Deepak Scholar Lab, Arden Songs Inc., again a partner for a long time, Ticket Pal. We want to say a big thank you to all of you. And so I now call on a representative from ACS and New India Assurance to give us.
Okay, you've just heard statements from Mr. Carlisle John Baptist, an executive member on the NCCU Kana Slipso board, and not Charles John Baptist. We apologize for that editorial error. In more news, a delegation comprising of 8 chief executive officers from the Indiana Credit Union Systems are on a historic visit to Dominica. The president and chief executive officer of the World Council of Credit Unions, WOCU, Dr. Brian Branch, will lead or has led that delegation. The visit visit is part of WOKU's efforts to assist the credit union movement and, by extension, the Commonwealth of Dominica to recover and rebuild resilient systems through technical empowerment. WOKU also partnered with the Caribbean Confederation of Credit Unions, CCCU, in providing support to the government of Dominica with the provision of tents and chairs to assist in the reopening of schools. The team will be facilitating a strategic empowerment workshop for credit union staff and volunteers of the movement from September 26 to the 28th, 2018. The workshop, which will focus on strategic agricultural lending, microfinance, local and adaptation practices, financial positions and risk analysis, strategic planning, among others. More than 50 senior management staff and volunteers are expected to benefit from the intense three-day strategic workshop.
I mean, the reason we hold Dominica close to our hearts is it has the highest population penetration rate in the world. And when we are in faraway lands, recently Kazakhstan or Poland or in Malaysia, and they look at a future and what they want to achieve in the future, they pick Dominica out and they say, how did the Dominicans do that? How do they attract this percentage of their population to be members of their credit unions? So you make a difference around the world. We see increase in savings as people take savings back to the institutions that provided them with help. And we see membership increasing in the credit unions because people remember that it was a credit union that helped them in a time of difficulty. And that engenders another challenge for the credit unions. After a disaster, one sees the impact in the loan portfolio. People who have trouble repaying those loans. The growth then creates a challenge of how to increase the capital reserves to protect the savings associated with that growth. As members are affected, some may have lost their jobs, they may have lost their businesses, their farming production may have been affected. How do the credit unions support their members in dealing with that? And so the Indiana Credit Union League stepped forward and provided some guidance and a number of experts who are here with us this week that have experience in how does a credit union look at its balance sheet and its profit and loss statement and plan for the future so it'll be strong in responding to the past crisis but strong in preparing for the next challenges and the growth that it has ahead.
President and Chief Executive Officer of the World Council of Credit Unions, WOKU, Dr. Brian Branch. Police are investigating the discovery of the lifeless body of 69-year-old John Rabes of Atkinson. Rabes's lifeless body was found at about 8 p.m. on the playing field in the vicinity of the Atkinson Primary School on Monday, September 24, 2018. Police Public Relations Officer Inspector Simon Edwards reported that he was last seen alive at 10 a.m. on Sunday, September 23rd. Edwards said the body was examined at the scene by the district medical officer and officially pronounced dead. He added that the body was transported to the Northeastern Funeral Association parlor and that a post-mortem is to be conducted. Meantime, Police Public Relations Officer Simon Edwards says that investigations are ongoing and that he was last seen alive again around 10 a.m. on Sunday, 23rd September.
The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force is investigating the discovery of the lifeless body of John Rabes, male, 69 years, of Atkinson. According to the information, Rabes's lifeless body was found at 8 p.m. on the playing field in the vicinity of the Atkinson Primary School on Monday, 24th September 2018. He was last seen alive in the area at 10 a.m. on Sunday, 23rd September 2018. The district medical doctor examined the body at the scene and officially pronounced it dead. The body was transported to the Northeastern Funeral Association parlor. A post-mortem is to be conducted.
Inspector Simon Edwards Police Public Relations Officer. The Electoral Commission has announced that Elias Dupuis has been appointed as its new Press Public Education Officer. Dupuis' functions will include organizing and disseminating information to the public on voter registration, voting procedures, and on the programs of the Commission and the Electoral Office, intensifying publicity and voter education on electoral issues, and managing the Commission's social media presence. Dupuis said, "This is a fascinating challenge for me, and I am excited to bring my unique experience and skills to the post for use in service of the Commission and of my country. I feel an immense sense of duty taking up this role, a role that will play a part in an ambitious mandate which I truly believe in." Electoral Commission Chairman Gerald Burton said, "The Commission expects Mr. Dupuis will assist in improving public trust and confidence in the electoral process through public education and openness." Dupuis was the 2015 Caribbean Technology Entrepreneur of the Year, CES, and the 2014 Entrepreneur of the Year, Elias Nasser Foundation in Dominica, as part of 365 Group Inc., formerly 365 MMP, and previously worked as a content producer for Digicel Dominica, media campaign advisor for Child Fund Caribbean, and Dominican News Online journalist. In more news, United Workers Party candidate for the Soufriere constituency, Dr. Sam Christian, has expressed concern over the lack of emergency infrastructure in the Soufriere constituency. According to Dr. Sam Christian, his party plans to build a few jetties along the beach of Soufriere as the area is highly volcanic.
In terms of evacuation for natural disasters, and we are in a very active volcano zone with all the volcanic sulfur springs and so forth, Champagne Beach, all those things are indications of volcanic risk. And we want to have better evacuation routes with jetties built in Soufriere and in Scottsdale. Right now, we do not have that. And after the hurricane, we came to Soufriere and Scottsdale via boat, and we had to land on the beach and something like that.
UWP's Soufriere constituency candidate, Dr. Sam Christian. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Housing and Lands, Lucien Blackmore, has informed of government's intention to make all utility connections run underground, which will ensure the resilience of telecommunications network and utility services during times of disasters. Blackmore spoke at a signing ceremony held at the Financial Center on Monday between the government of Dominica and MMC. CE Limited for CBI-funded housing projects in Roseau City Square, East Coast, Georgetown, and Cotton Hill in Portsmouth.
Now, the beauty of the design, again, as you'll see, we made a deliberate decision during coming from Hurricane or Tropical Storm Erica to ensure we have underground facilities. And you would realize that on the site at Bellevue Chopin, which is the litmus test that we're going to use for all the other sites we're doing, all of our utilities, inclusive of that of the usual overhead, telephone, and electricity, will be underground facilities. And you would realize on the site, we have no overhead lines, and of course, they were fairly secured during the event of Hurricane Maria. So again, we have seen the true testimony of the design parameters that we've had, and we are fairly confident going forward that this is one of the hallmark design response that we want to housing program.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Housing and Lands in Dominica, Lucien Blackmore. The Jamaican House of Representatives has extended the state of public emergency in the parish of St. Catherine in Jamaica for another 3 months. This follows approval of the Emergency Powers No. 2 Continuance No. 3 Resolution of 2018 during Wednesday's September 19th, 2018 sitting of the House. The security measure in St. Catherine North Police Division, which was slated to end on October 2nd, 2018, will remain in place until January 2019. All 47 members who were present voted in favor of the extension. 16 members were absent. Addressing the House, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the enhanced security measures in the St. Catherine North Police Division have resulted in a 68% reduction in murders and shootings Since the intervention, that is for the period March 18th to September 2nd, 2018, the division has recorded 27 murders and 22 shootings when compared to the equivalent period of time prior to the state of emergency. He noted 82 murders and 72 shootings were recorded over a period of 168 days prior to the state of emergency. So that would be from the 1st of January 2018 to the calling of the state of emergency. And a judge in Pennsylvania has jailed comedian Bill Cosby for 3 to 10 years for sexual assault. Cosby, age 81, was also categorized as a sexually violent predator, meaning he must undergo counseling for life and be listed on the sex offender registry. The actor declined to make a statement when offered the opportunity. At a retrial in April, Cosby was found guilty of 3 counts of sexual assault for drugging and molesting Andrea Constand in 2004. Cosby's request for bail pending appeal was denied. The comedian became a household name in the 1980s in America, when he starred in the Cosby Show TV sitcom, playing the father in a well-to-do African-American family living in Brooklyn, New York. His popularity was such that he was dubbed America's Dad. And here is the weather outlook for the Lesser Antilles and Dominica. Valid today, 6 a.m. September 26, 2018. A weak unstable conditions are expected to maintain occasional cloudiness with scattered showers and a chance of isolated thunderstorms across the island chain during today. Thereafter, activity associated with Tropical Storm Kirk is expected to approach the island chain. The remnants of Kirk regenerated to a tropical storm at 5 a.m. this morning near latitude 11.8 north and longitude 52.7 west or 595 miles or 955 kilometers east-southeast of Martinique. The projection is for moderate to heavy showers, thunderstorms, and winds gusting up to tropical storm force will begin to affect Dominica from Thursday and continue into Friday. Current rainfall projection is for 4 to 8 inches, with higher amounts in elevated areas. Life-threatening flash flooding is therefore possible. Residents are advised to keep informed on the progress of Kirk and take all necessary precautions to protect life and property. A tropical storm warning will be in effect for Dominica as of 8 a.m. this morning, and a flood warning will be issued for Dominica by 6 a.m. tomorrow, that's Thursday. Moderate seas are expected during the next 12 hours, with waves peaking up to 7 feet. An increase to peak between 8 to 12 feet is projected by Thursday. A small craft warning and a high surf advisory will be in effect for Dominica as of 12 noon today. That's the morning news. First, a recap of our headlines. NCCU announced the lineup for the 2018 Kada Slipso show at a launching ceremony on Tuesday night. A state of emergency in the Jamaican parish of St. Catherine has been extended for another 3 months, and well-known black comedian Bill Cosby sentenced to 10 years in a state prison for sexual assault. The news was brought to you. Compliments, Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I am Richie Farrell.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when...